Last week we spoke to Dr. Dale McKinley, talking to him about the peace deal between the government and the FARC rebels. And yeah, it was a very exciting time. But things have changed in such a short space of time. To find out more, we speak to Dr. Dale McKinley again. Good evening and welcome to the program, Doc.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, everyone was wearing white. White doves were released. The country looked to be starting a new chapter of peace in Colombia. What has happened since last week?
Well, I think it's quite a shocking development. I don't think anybody expected. The president basically held a referendum so that, according to Colombian law, in order to yes or no referendum to sign off on the peace deal or reject it. And I think, as probably many listeners already know, it has been rejected by a very narrow margin. It was about 50.2% was against and 49.8%. I think a difference of less than 60,000 votes out of about 13 million people who voted. So very, very, very close. But I think nobody was expecting this. All the polls showed that it was going to be a comfortable victory for the yes vote. And I think most of the nation of Colombia, as well as much of the world, is wondering, you know, well, what now? So that's what's developed in the last couple of days.
Now, Dr. McKinley, why have Colombians voted against the peace deal with the FARC rebels?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that the turnout was very low. The turnout was around 40%, quite a bit lower than the last presidential election. So the majority of Colombians didn't vote. Now, that's an interesting question as to why they didn't do that. But those that obviously did, the narrow majority that voted no, I think that two or three main explanations for that. The first is that the patterns of the no vote went almost explicitly in parallel with the rejection of the president himself. So if you looked at the presidential election, Juan Manuel Santos, who is the president, received, where he received votes, most people voted yes. Where the opposition, Zulunga, the opposition candidate, where he received almost 48% of the vote, everybody voted no. So it's paralleling the domestic politics, I think. And as one political scientist said, many of the people just don't like the president, and they rejected his peace deal. The second thing is, I think a large number of Colombians, particularly in the urban areas, and those that have been affected most by the war in the rural areas, did not like the fact that FARC had been given pretty much a full amnesty, that none of the key FARC leaders were going to be tried or were going to spend any time in jail. So they felt, I think, that the peace deal was too lenient for FARC, and I think that is probably the other main explanation.
Was there possible outside influence? Is there a chance that the Colombian decides vote were rigged? No?
That would be very, very surprising, certainly given that the president and his party who control the government were very much behind the yes vote and also the closeness of it. But I don't think that, you know, certainly most of the international community, even including the United States, at the peace deal, Secretary of State John Kerry was there, the Cubans were there, I think 13 heads of state, Ban Ki-moon, the UN General Secretary was there, so it had overwhelming support internationally. But you never know. I mean, you know, behind the scenes, there's all sorts of things that go on in these referendums and elections, but there's no empirical or factual evidence to support that.
Indeed. You know, the other question that might come to mind is, why didn't they hold the referendum before the peace talks? Wouldn't that have made more sense?
It's a good question. I think, you know, it was considered, he was very confident, the president, of this being ratified, and I don't think anyone, even those that opposed it, expected that they were going to win this referendum. So it was almost like a foregone conclusion. Yes, they certainly made a tactical blunder here, and I think the question, of course, on everyone's mind is where to now. The president has said, look, he's going to re-engage FARC. FARC has said they are committed to the peace. It remains to be seen whether or not they're going to be able to renegotiate a deal or whether or not they'll return to war, which would, of course, be a bad development, not only for Colombia, but the entire region.
Yep, you've taken my last question away from me. What happens now? You've explained that wonderfully. But is this going to be a slow and drawn-out process?
Absolutely. Look, it took 4 years to negotiate this deal. So I think any potential renegotiation of the deal would take quite some time. I wouldn't expect that there would be a resumption of you know, war immediately. I think that both sides are fairly tired of this war, and certainly FARC, I think, is not in a particularly strong position to resume armed activities. But, you know, it only takes a few incidents here and there for these things to ignite again. So I think the next few weeks and months will be very, very important.
Independent political analyst Dr. Dale McKinley, thank you so much for your time this evening. Have a wonderful day going forward.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Dr. Dale McKinley painting for us the picture out there in Colombia. Last week we spoke to him in regards to the peace talks that had taken place, and there was so much fanfare, and white doves were released, and people were all dressed in white, and it looked like the road to peace had been found. But now they've taken another off-ramp. So it remains to be seen what will be happening out in Colombia, and we'll keep an eye on that.